Okay, we're very happy to be with you together. If there are any technical problems along the way, then it means we're about to succeed. So the connection will be even better and even stronger. If it comes through clashes, problems, resistance, that's how it should be. Well, say a few words, you.
Yes, we spent 2 hours, very interesting 2 hours. We spent 2 hours driving to you, and then we arrived to you in the end in Petah Tikva. We hope that this 2 hours and the next 2 hours will be time of connection, of loving your neighbor as thyself. And Rav, in the last period of time, has wanted to use this as an opportunity to talk about it tonight. And tonight we hope it'll go well, and we'll be able to have a good opening for the Congress. So for all transgressions, love will cover all transgressions.
Why specifically love will cover all transgressions? We know that we all come from the evil inclination, and to reach such a connection that we think so much that the world can't be without, even though it's very distant from it. So to come to this connection, we can do only through resistance, clash, problems, troubles that are small, that we try to somehow bring to the right order. Hence, to start with, the wisdom of Kabbalah says, you will come to the implementation. The implementation is love. Love is the connection of all of creation, all the upper worlds, our world, with all the individual small souls, and all of us, when we come to a state that we will connect also between us and the Creator. So when is that possible to reach that? When we overcome and cover all the transgressions, what, all the sins. How many sins do we have? They say everything, all the problems that were created in the shattering of the soul of Adam HaRishon, we will have to go over all of them. We have to pass by all of them, go over all of them in the 613 degrees. But we can go upon them in an easy way, in a mutual way, with support. And one will help his friend in such a way we will be able to do it. Whereas if we won't be able to cover some problems or pass them, then we'll go through sufferings. Also, it's not too bad. We'll also be able to pass them. Also, in some yes, in some no. It always turns out that way, that it can't be like Bala Sulam explains to us, that altogether our way is the way of the land, as we say, or the earthly way, between the way of good and the way of bad. We can't be always in the way of good, because that's overcoming and overcoming and overcoming. Without falling, you can't. And also on the way of the bad, we see that if we're already going by the wisdom of Kabbalah, with the guidance of all the Kabbalists, then certainly it's not in the way of evil, but in the way of the earth, or the way of the land, the middle line, the what we call the golden path. That's why, despite love covers all transgressions, but like it happened today, I expected so much, I wanted so much, I prepared myself, and nevertheless, it's a beautiful place and good to come to there, a beautiful audience and big one, and it didn't happen. We, how long were we there? We were over 2 hours, and we maybe went 20 kilometers in 2 hours. You understand that? I think we could have walked it by foot and get there. But what can you do? That's it. So let's prepare for us really to go, and nevertheless, it won't cool us off along the way. It won't chill us. we will hold on to each other, and if one falls, the other helps, and that's how we will help one another. In such a way, we will go through the whole path, and we will truly have, in the end, a very good kli in which we will reveal all the worlds, eternality, perfection. As the eagle from the lights.
Before we start with the first excerpt that we prepared from the sources, maybe Gabi Malka from the Haifa group will be able to say a few words.
Ken.
Is he going to say something?
Rav, we are very happy for the opportunity that you've given us to study the new reality and the perception of reality where we see you here and in our heart. You're here with the great Oren, and we love you both. And we know that you really wanted to be with us today, and you are sitting with us in front of us, and we love you, and we are blessing you.
Lechaim. Thank you. We really feel here the warmth and such an inclination. What do we need to say next?
I would like to read from Rabash 1, if a society is established with certain people, and when they gathered, there must have been someone who wished to establish specifically this bunch. Thus he sorted out these people to see that they were suitable for each other. In other words, each of them had a spark of love of others. But the spark could not ignite the light of love to shine in each, so they agreed that by uniting, the sparks would become a big flame. Hence, now too, when he's spying on them, he should overcome.
I want to say here that in general, correction cannot be in one person. I remember when I came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and I heard here and there that people are talking about connection, we need to be like that. I thought, what is this, Hasidism? And then we need to help each other. I thought, what is this, some kind of pension place, where retirement home? Poor thing, people sitting here. We have to awaken people to bring them to study. All kinds of things like that. It was very difficult for me. There's a university, you study, it's a wisdom, you learn attainment of the soul, attainment of godliness, the upper force. It's something very serious. What does it have to do with one will help his friend, connections between us? And I was really having difficulty in hearing that, because I thought, what is this, Bnei Brak, or is it just customary here? But what am I, do I belong to all of this? Nevertheless, I was young, in my 30s, I was filled with forces. It didn't appear as it was right. Is this wisdom, these attainments, what are these worlds? A special method, secrets. And when I started to study, Rabash was very wise in this, in education. He didn't press at all. Kind of like, what is Adam Rishon? The shattering of the vessels that we need to correct them. We need to correct them through the connection between the Kelim. In each of us, there is a spark. So how do we connect those sparks together? Yes, there's a spark in Oren and there's a spark in me. How do I connect my spark with his spark? I don't know. How could you even connect something in general, that is from a person? And then the wisdom of Kabbalah explains that it truly needs to be with intention, and in my desire that what he has, I need to feel like it's mine, and what I have, he needs to feel as his, and we will be in our internality, truly through the thought, through the desire, through the intention, so we will be connected in our internality. I started slowly to understand these things in a very not simple way. It was nevertheless, well, one day I would agree, another not. One day yes, another no. And what can you do with this? How can you avoid it? Give me some kind of work with my intellect I can attain. I'm used to studying. In work, in technology, also those years, since then, 40 years have passed, so today I'm already not capable of doing anything with my hands. But back then I was very strong at getting things done. But what is that to adhere to someone else? It was unclear to me. How is that? I can't understand how something can come out of me and enter in someone else. And I also don't want anything from him to come into me. That's why I learned a lot. Many hours and years also, until I started more and more and more to understand that it's not of this world. Meaning, if there's a connection between people, that which is in Oren, something goes up, and from me, something goes up, and there above, it connects between us. On a completely different plane. And there, where it connects in the connection between us, we feel godliness. We feel the quality of bestowal. We feel something from the Kli of Adam Rishon. That's what I started from. And again, I'm saying, I was really blocked, obtuse to it, very harsh. And therefore, when they're talking today with people, I look at them, and they're truly poor things. I have to explain to them that we need to connect, that to be as one man and one heart, love will cover all transgressions, love thy friend as thyself, and more such verses that I think are truly, how is it possible that someone will hear? And moreover, is this wisdom truly, even though I'm already in it, is it meant for everyone, for all of humanity? Is it possible? And really, inside me, I sometimes enter into doubts. Not that I have another way, God forbid, and not that I want to run away from it. And it's not that I don't believe in the upper force, but that against this, that the Creator made this against that, where I sometimes enter more into this burdening, this heaviness, this difficulty that the world is standing in its ego, relative to the great light that also, if you attain something from it. And nevertheless, sometimes I don't understand that it's possible. It's so much so. That also happens. But, there are many ways to the place. Sometimes from the right side, sometimes the left side, through the Torah, through the sufferings, through all kinds of things, the Creator truly sorts us, takes us, and confuses us along the way, and eventually we get there. That's why our path is to continue. You see, like today, we left according to this poor Waze GPS system.
Waze was optimistic at first. We were meant to be there at 6:15 and be able to have time to drink coffee comfortably.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, there were accidents along the way, and we were truly not progressing. It's not that we were driving slowly. We just stood there still. What can you say? It's all from above. And that's how we need to accept things. And there's probably a deep intention from the Creator for this. And I'm happy that we are with that, and we're filled with gratitude for that too. We bless for the good just like we do for the bad. And that's why I'm happy to see you before me like this on the screen. Although, but we learn according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's all in a masach anyway. It's on the screen. So to the screen, it's even more. We'll be above our egos. We're going to connect on the screen and continue. Yes.
Okay, so we're continuing with Rabash. And now two, when he's, oh no, he continued from before, but the spark could not ignite the light of love to shine in each, so they agreed that by uniting, the sparks would become a big flame. Hence, now too, when he is spying on them, he should overcome and say, as all of them were of one mind, that they must walk on the path of love of others when the society was established. So it is now. And when everyone judges his friends favorably, all the sparks will ignite once more, and again there will be one big flame.
Meaning both then and forever, and it will always will be, and it was for years, until we reach the end of correction, it will always be so through ascents, descents. We'll be stopped on the road, and they'll let us advance seemingly, and it's all as if. Specifically, people, as I look at my life, for instance, I could say that we don't appreciate that difficulty as we're seemingly not let to advance, as if we're not being advanced. But it's not that we're not being advanced. It's what a child is given, let's say, to something to put together when they want to teach him, and they give him hard work, where it's not, he doesn't exactly know what to do, and he cries and doesn't understand, and he's like this and like that, and he throws it, and he comes back to it, and then succeeds. It's, if it's truly great work, that's how we do it. What can you do?
Let's continue with another article from Rabash. Article 19, you stand today, all of you. It's perfect for the preparation for the Congress. You stand today, all of you, meaning everything you went through, all the states you have experienced, whether states of Gadlut or states of less than Gadlut, which were considered intermediate or so, you take all those details and you do not compare one degree to another because you do not care for any reward, but only for doing the Creator's will. In other words, the state he is in right now is as important to him as when he thought he was in a state of Gadlut. At that time, the Lord your God makes with you this day. This means that the Creator makes a covenant with him. In other words, precisely when one accepts his work without any conditions and agrees to do the holy work without any reward, which is called unconditional surrender, this is the time when the Creator makes a covenant with him.
I would put it this way, maybe. When we start to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of correction of the nature of man, to lead a person from the depths of the shattering to the real, such a sublime peak like the Creator. What are we actually, what's wanted of us? For us to constantly give up. For us to concede our ego. So we're given all kinds of conditions. And if upon all those conditions we're willing to concede, to concede, to concede, that's how we advance. It's no more than that. And that's how we acquire the quality of bestowal. Faith, as we say. As in it, we get the clothing of the Creator, the disclosure of the Creator. That's why, as much as we don't understand, don't feel, are not capable, but really, the main thing is no matter what. Continue. And actually be happy in as much that it's not just like that we talk that a person should bless for the bad like he does for the good, but that the advancement is specifically by us agreeing to go and accept all the conditions. It's a wonder. Just like we talked about Rabbi Akiva, where he stood on that, leaned on that stick that was remaining from the whole ship, and when the waves came, he lowered his head. And that's how he reached the shore. If we agree only in that way to receive and accept the control of the Creator, and in such a way where he reveals to us our ego and discloses it in a way that it's empty, then there's correction. Again and again and again. This is how we come from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina. We give up the Malchut, the desire to receive and its filling, and we rise and rise and rise to the degree of Bina. That's the path. In the beginning. Later? No. Later, the light will come and clothe on those concessions of ours, the upper light, the revelation of the Creator, and we will have to receive it in order to bestow. Meaning to cancel our reception in order of reception, and receive in order to bestow. That's work that is also not simple. But what I'm trying to say is that just not to leave that fact that the Creator is constantly caring for us. He's constantly caring for us without any cessation. In all the times where we're in descents, thrown in all kinds of ways, it is all calculated on His behalf in a very meticulous and precise manner, and we just need to agree. That's it. To agree. If we need to bless for the bad like we do for the good, then it doesn't matter what. I am there and I continue. I'm very happy that we have also before us such big events like the big convention. After the convention we have Purim. After Purim we have Pesach. Meaning we have truly a very good, great period of time after the convention. And nevertheless, it's 70 years of the existence of Israel, which is really a great thing. It's a foundation. It's not yet a good foundation, but it's nevertheless a foundation. It's an area that we need to correct now. And I really hope that we understand more and more, and every day we get more and more how we're going to do this. But nevertheless, certainly, it's a very beautiful way. In general, this period of time is really a nice period. Just before Purim are very good periods of time. They're opposite Tisha B'Av and all those. So I'm very happy that actually also our big convention is coming here.
I'd like to read another excerpt.
Or do they want to ask, maybe?
Are there any questions, friends? Good evening, Rav and Oren.
Yes.
If I can ask a question that's related to this morning lesson.
Well, of course. I hope that every single one there was in the morning. This is today, yes?
Yuval, by the way, we do not see you. Maybe you can stand somewhere where we can see you? Yeah. Not in front of a camera, okay. My question is related to today's morning lesson. It's also related to what you told us now in the beginning. that really touched my heart about how difficult it is to understand what the wisdom of Kabbalah is saying and to connect to it. Now, we talk a lot about explaining to Israel its duty and explaining anti-Semitism. That's something I'm dealing with, and it's been troubling me, this question, for a long time. How do you explain it in a rational way? Because the average Israeli person thinks very rationally. And for example, in the research, in academic research, that there's a lot of models that are trying to explain it, but they keep on trying to understand it in a kind of a social economic way. How can we explain in a way that can compete to the heart and mind of the modern man? Because if we tell him it's something that's related to difficult and to compete with social and economic models, how do we overcome these distances?
But it doesn't pass the test, all these models, because the people of Israel lived in great, in a state where there was nothing in the soul. Millions of people in Poland and Russia, Ukraine, all those places, and in Eastern Europe, Jews were, this was the majority. Where, in a way where they lived on their hand to the mouth, you know, in great poorness. And anti-Semitism back then was no less than today. And then when they were in a different way, they were in a general clash and dispute financially, also not. And anti-Semites always use this only in order to ignite the masses and ignite the nations upon the Jews as if they have something, a lot of money and all that. That was just done eventually in the last 100 years or so. And before that, no. But anti-Semitism is 3,000 years old. That's why you can't say that it's happening because of a social gap, economical gap, cultural gap. No, no. There's no, I'm willing to hear what they have to say, and then we'll work and talk about it, but no, I don't think so. Whereas, yes, it's as if, well, specifically because all the nations hate us, and all the cultures, and all the times, and it doesn't matter whether we're poor or rich, they all count us as one. It's not that they love the rich ones or the poor ones of ours and others not. For them, there's no difference. The anti-Semites who relate to Jews have no difference between a poor and a rich, between wise and dumb. It doesn't matter between who and what. You are differentiated from others because you are Jew. And it's like it's written in the Torah. There are 70 nations of the world, and there's a nation, as it's written, that is not counted amongst the nations. It isn't. He doesn't have a number. Not 70 nations, and he's 71. He's nothing. And it's really true, because when does the nation of Israel exist? When there's a group of people that are connected amongst them in the form of Yashar Kel. I know anti-Semitism really well. I also lived amongst anti-Semites for many years, and I felt well that this hatred, like Bala Sulam writes, that it has no rational foundation. And therefore, we need to explain it. We need to bring the details, and we'll talk. We'll discuss it. We'll do some discussions about this, so it'll be clear what's happening here and what the claims are. But we will have to, from this period that we're now entering and onwards, we will have to talk a lot about this, both about the anti-Semitism, the connection of the people of Israel in Israel, the connection of Jews in the world in general, connection of the nations of the world, and that's how it is with circles from inside out. We will have to open this matter such that it will be clear to everyone that the whole correction of the world depends on this, and you're seeing what's happening from day to day. And there are many crises before us, not necessarily just for the people of Israel, but in general, from economical crises and more. But let's go back to our matter. Love will cover all transgressions, meaning connection is such that let's examine ourselves. I would really like for you to not believe me, but rather that you will check to see if connect a little, it becomes better. A little bit more, we connect even more, and the other way around. It's really so. We bring Moses, raises his hand, and Israel wins. He puts his hand down, and we lose. Let's do that. Moshe is the measure of connection between each of us. What, did you find something else?
I wanted to read the excerpt from Baal HaSulam, letter number 2. The most important matter called love, which is the spiritual connection between Israel and their Father in heaven, as it is written, who chooses his people Israel with love. This is the beginning of salvation and the end of correction, when the Creator reveals to his creations, which he has created, all the love that was previously hidden in his heart. Love, yes. The matter of love. And we don't know what it is in our world, because love is something that's it's a self-love. And it's something that if I am enjoying something from someone else, then I love them because of those things that I enjoy. I don't love the person. I love what I am receiving from them. It's something that my desire to receive is enjoying. That's what love in our egoistic world is called, that I'm enjoying something from someone else. That's what love is called. Do you see how much love is something distorted? And if I don't have anything to enjoy from this other person, to fulfill myself from what they have, then I don't love them. It's really a form that's really consumerist. I would say, when we talk about love, true love, then it would be something that we can only, where I overcome my ego, and I work above my desires, then how am I able to love if I'm working above my desires? How am I able to check and contrast what's good for me, what's bad for me, and what's not related to me at all? And then comes, I don't have anything to be related to them. I see Owen sitting next to me, in front of me. I see the color, the odors, the something that I see. And there's nothing. I don't have if I don't see anything for my egoistic desire, then I feel a complete disconnection. And then what happens? Then I receive above it from my annulment of my egoistic desires that I don't want to receive him as this, what I see in a corporeal way, and hate him by what I don't understand. I want to overcome it, above it, and go outside of myself and stand inside the camera, not outside of it, where I'm able to feel something true, where I know what's really happening, because everything I'm feeling from my ego. So here is where we need a new sense. That is a sense of bestowal. And I don't know what this is. And then the wisdom of Kabbalah explains that you need, that I need, to see things according to what's good and bad. I need to relate to him as he is, exactly as he is, and look at him. And what there is within him is whole, perfect. Why? Kabbalists explain to us that you don't see anyone. You see the Creator. From the moment that you are able to annul yourself, you'll see outside of you just the power of bestowal of love of wholeness. That's how we need to work with one another. You know, it's everything's found at the grasp of your hand. It's even found within yourself, within your heart, something you can work with. Except I don't want to work with it. It seems to me these words like morality and psychology, and what we talk about with our children in order to be good. And only if we make efforts to convince ourselves and others what it is, then it will be easy. And there's nothing more than a psychological barrier, really. Just a psychological barrier that a person will want to go above his senses and reveal the upper world, a world that's above his senses, and feel how he's not related to his body anymore, and the body doesn't exist. He lives truly as a spirit. And it's truly close. It's really close. And I'm very happy for the convention that's coming, because I really hope we'll be able to make one big footstep towards being able to rise above ourselves in our simple senses, and maybe even more. Today, compared to last year, we are in a completely different degree. Maybe it doesn't seem to you, but I don't know, in terms of the preparation and understanding and what we've been through, and what we've tied ourselves towards the wisdom of Kabbalah in a more realistic way, and the workshops we've been doing, and the material that we've gone through. It's really making me happy that we've done this good, correct preparation, that we'll be able to fulfill something good, and I have a great hope. And are there any questions? What the Rebbe said up until now and about the conquest? Rav, it's a great pleasure to see how Oren is really swimming in your words and able to talk about them and bring the excerpts and show us how we are, can students able to adhere to you and cling to you. And we have friends that are sitting with us from the north, and we'll be happy if they'll also talk. In addition, we also have friends from the Point in the Heart.
Yes, please.
Hello, Rav. I'll use this stage to thank you. I've been studying for 10 years, and every time I am excited, as new every time, how the path and the wisdom can really just wrap and find a way, tie itself to what I'm going through in life. And I would like to thank you and all the great friends. Also, I'm in a group that's called The Point in the Heart. And we have, I'm a bit excited.
Okay, as
I was saying, we're in a group called Point in a Heart, and we're a group that they've placed us in two tens. And before that, it was half a year. Half a year, they placed us in two tens, and we've been trying to work on the values of working in a ten. In action, we haven't succeeded in working in two separate tens. And so what happened is that new ten came, that we were just one ten where we worked together, we listened to the morning lessons, we called each other. It's not consistent, but we have one strong ten. And we had a question if we need to move on to the veteran group or if we need to go back to the tens that they placed us in. That's our question.
In the beginning, the creature was one man. Not even the first, but Adam. And his structure, his desire was sorted according to Havaya, meaning five discernments, or with the internal discernment, Zeranpin, splitting, then there were 10 Prinot, 10 pieces, 10 Sfirot. Then it was divided, so from 110, many, many tens became. I'll tell you just one thing. We didn't talk about this much, but here and there I say that it doesn't matter to me how much it is, that how many friends are in the tents. It could be that there's 700 or 800, and there could be 7 or 8 or 2. Because if a person emerges from himself, he has to go out of himself. He tries to somehow, then it's as long as there's something outside of him, something he can exercise with. And therefore, that's what's important. That's why when you talk about we should once again connect to tens, no, we'll divide, no. So first of all, the number is not important. Whatever you want, you'll be 20, 30, and call it 110, that's also good. But it's difficult physically to be in a workshop and with 20, 30 people or something else. But in truth, don't pay attention to the numbers. That's one thing. The second thing, if we can be connected to some other groups in another place, In general, how do we choose the optimal situation? Which is, it would be the safest and best way for us to come to our spiritual implementation, both time-wise, shortly, and in less investment. Why do we need to just effort and toil? No, if I have to come to a certain next state, as much as I can jump at it, I jump at it. It doesn't matter. There's no mitzvah that says you have to suffer just like that to give exertion. That's stupidity. Therefore, you need to make a simple calculation. How I, in what environment, in what atmosphere I need to be in order to receive support for the greatness of the Creator, for the greatness of the 10, my group, for the greatness of the method, for the greatness of being above reason, above our mind and our heart. It doesn't matter that I fall and I don't feel, and doesn't matter I don't believe and I have difficulty and I'm all in anger and that. Well, everyone knows these states, recognizes them already, right? Where do I receive the support, loyal friends that help me, and by that I advance? I support them and they support me as one man in one heart. Where does that occur more? That's where I need to be. And a person doesn't need to leave that calculation, but he's obligated to do it and decide and execute. Other questions?
Good evening. I'd like to ask, according to this state that we're in now, where everything seems to be falling apart, and there's all these coalitions that are building against us.
Theoretically.
Yeah, theoretical. And it's not just personal, it's national. What more do we need so that our society will unite as one man with one heart?
I'll tell you. We are all adults already. We know life. There's a concept called labor pains. You can't do it without them. It's written that there's some antelope living in, some city that's living in a mountain, which is called Israel. And when it needs to give birth, then the serpent comes to it, to that mountain. That's how the Zohar writes. And it bites her in that place, and then from that poison, from that pain, she's capable of giving birth. I can't depict this or describe it in a closer way to that which we understand, but there has to be pain. That I cannot rise above my ego, because giving birth is considered rising above it. We must feel that we have to make efforts, immense efforts, as much as possible, and nevertheless, as the snake's action needs to be here, when which is revealed and gives us a huge descent. The darkness of Egypt, if it's in Egypt, and all kinds of others. We also see this on ourselves, that if we're advancing, we advance from falling and then rising. And then there's already a new day, new attainment, new understanding, a new feeling. It's always like that. The question is just about building an environment in which those ascents and descents will be very, very intensive. In a high frequency. And you're saying, what could happen? What could be with this nation? I can't say. There is no such example in history, and there's no one to learn it from. This is a new generation, a new period of time, the last generation. And what's there all depends on us, if you ask me. I'm saying that it depends on us, on Bnei Baruch. If we rise above the feeling and intellect that we have in our corporeal level and try to be as connected as possible together, it's not that by that we will keep ourselves from all kinds of problems. Of course not. All those problems need to be disclosed so that we will rise above them. It has to be another bee sting, another snake's bite that reveals in this evil. But we will be so connected to that point that nothing would be able to separate between us, and we will strengthen each other, and as long as it is for each other. Because no one can rise his own forces. On the contrary, it's one will help his friend. Even if I'm very strong at a time in which I'm in a descent, I don't have the strength. I'm zero. Even though before that I was really very strong. But now I'm zero. And someone who's besides me that adds a few little grams of forces of his, I advance. I already come out of the previous state of the descent. That's why I really hope that we're building now in the last few months and in all these conventions and what will happen after them, we're building ourselves to be connected together. And specifically against that, we will feel more all these drills of the snake. That will definitely be there. And let it be. Let it be. It's all coming from the same source, from the Creator. Therefore, there's none else besides Him, but also good that does good. Eventually, that's how we will reveal it. That's why a little more faith in the friends, in the Creator, and in the method. I think that with the fact that we are in this state, and Bnei Baruch and in the world, it's as if we're not growing, we're still in a certain kind of like a little depression maybe, in the world also. This situation is excellent. The situation is excellent. Don't measure the spiritual state with a corporeal scale. You can't measure us according to the number of people, to measure us according to the some forces that we are great, that we're strong. Our force, our strength is not in that. It's internal. No one feels that. And we are preparing this kli. This is bina. It's not malchut. It's not like muscles and something like that. But in the kli of bina, when we acquire it, we will discover how airy it is. But in it, the Creator is revealed. The quality of bestowal. The quality of love. Where can you measure it? Where can you see it? Where? It's all revealed only when you're already there. And before that, it's so meh. You can feel it sometimes. Well, even though you say that you feel it, but it's all lost. Where is it? But definitely, you'll see what's happening. Very soon. Together, with all the increasing of the evil, of course, without it, we don't advance. And we'll bless for that too. Please.
Shalom, Kvod Harav. Shalom, Chaverim. Shalom, Oren.
Hello, friends. Hello, Oren. I'm not raising a question. I'm raising a request where a couple study wisdom of Kabbalah. For instance, and in small groups, for instance, me and Kamiel group, where there's three couples, there's a big request for a woman and her spiritual work in the wisdom, and if there will be a series of lectures after the Congress about relationships in the study of Kabbalah, because there's a bit of a confusion of what it means to do spiritual work, not just in the 10, but also in relationships. Thank you.
I hear you about that. We'll talk about that after the convention. First of all, I expect to see you all there. For the time being, make a list of questions, a list of topics about this problem. What exactly does it mean, advancement in pairs and couples? What does it mean to be in common work and with the children, without the children, with them, your work, with your family, with all the things that you want, your profession, etc.? Questions about relationships, about men and women, and all those different ones. We need to sort them, and we need to see how to prepare our materials for it, and we will advance that way. So prepare the materials, not just like that, for us to talk about couples, but pass to us all your expectations, and accordingly, we will build the course. Good luck. Anyone else?
Good evening. Good evening to everyone. Good evening to the Rav.
Good evening.
I'm in the Point in the Heart group in Haifa. Thank you very much to you all. Baal Sulam wrote, the purpose of creation is placed on everyone's shoulders. And it's also on mine. So what can I do to bring the wisdom of Kabbalah to more people to disseminate? Or how can I bestow, like in the upcoming convention? My wife, after 7 months, I was able to bring her to one of our events. How am I able to overcome my ego? To overcome. To overcome all of these forces and overcome my ego, and how can I bring more people closer to the wisdom of Kabbalah? Thank you.
And thank you. Listen. In truth, you know us. You know how many people we have from all the tips of the universe. And in truth, there's room for everyone. Despite the fact that the wisdom of Kabbalah is filled with words that have to do with seemingly nationality of certain sorts, with people that are Israel, Zion, Jerusalem, and so on, Moses, Aaron, and all kinds of such things, as if it's belonging to people. There's a problem. There's a very big problem to talk about this. We need to try to clean. If we're to clean off the wisdom of Kabbalah from all the names and concepts that are seemingly related to nationalism, then we could compose books, at least booklets, in which they will be closer to each and every one who would read. Because I can imagine to myself, I got confused between the Russians. I was intermixed there. And if I were to give them, maybe today it's a little different, but if I were to give them a book in Kabbalah, like I opened for the first time, which was, not one of them would continue to read because it's talking about something that doesn't belong to them at all. I think that we need to work on this. I too, when I wrote books in Russian, I tried to write them without words that are associated with the people of Israel, so that they don't get confused. and not think that the wisdom of Kabbalah belongs to Jews. And that's how they really accepted it, in such a way that it belongs to them too, and they got closer. It's the same that we need to do, I think, in all languages. The same we have to do in also for Arabs and Druze and Cherkessian, all kinds of nationalities and cultures that live in Israel and in the world. We need to work on this. Let's now think. And after the convention, I am willing to sit on this and to discuss it, on how to make together maybe such materials, and invite your wife and also your family to us to an evening. We'll be very happy to accept you, to receive you. Good luck.
Hello,
Rav. I would like to talk about the thought of creation. If I understand, we think about the thought of creation, we were born into a constructed system. And it seems to me where all of nature is something so great and awesome, and where each and every one, where here I am, and then I'm there, and then I'm experiencing this, and then another thing. And when you think about something greater, like the thought of creation, and I'm trying to understand, who am I? A little ant, a person. Where it comes to me, to my daily life, when I'm drinking coffee, when I'm doing daily things, how does this great and big thing come down to the individual, where I have no control over anything? I have no freedom, and my only choice is that I don't actually have any choice.
I'll tell you even more than that. You can ask scientists, and they'll tell you that the world is round, it's integral, that all the atoms and the particles of the atoms and all that's out there is all included in one system. And it's not that you are a collection of many cells and you're kind of like walking around and you're going out of your house, you're going to drink something with someone. We're talking about forces. Forces that are in a combination between them. And they are operating, activating matter of still vegetative animal and people in order to lead this matter from a state of complete disbursement since the time of the beginning of creation until the absolute unification that has to be in the end of correction. And that's a law. And all of nature is drawn according to that movement from the state of minus eternity to plus eternity. That's how we have to see this. And in truth, the science of our times is already revealing this. Therefore, don't be too impressed by that. Other than that, that's answer number one. Answer number two is that what appears to you, in that there's many people and so much of a mess, and each is going and is attracting and drawing things in his direction, and all the forces of nature and all those that are here, the still vegetative and animal and people, it's all appearing to you so. There's no such thing at all. There isn't. But what's happening here is that it appears so to you. It seems to you too like that. There's no reality other than you. And we've learned this. That's how it appears to a person, that there are many people. But it's because he's split inside. The moment a person starts to connect inside him all the qualities and discernments just to one force of there's none else besides him who's good that does good, all of a sudden starts to feel that there's nothing really except for him, and he is in this force of there's none else besides him inside of him. And that's how he reveals creation. That's number two. And there are several more answers that in another opportunity I'll tell you of. Please.
Shalom Rav, חברים מכם.
Hello Rav, friends. How can we bring young people closer to us? As you can see here, most of us here are quite older. I'm not able to bring my kids closer to the path. And you keep seeing how there's a great deficiency for young people. But it doesn't bring them to want anything from what we can offer. At least that's how I see it, how I feel it. How can we bring more young people to our path?
It's a problem. That's a problem. We are very busy with ourselves. And this is a period of time in which, for the time being, we have yet to come out of it. And in truth, a person, until he emerges to spirituality, he can't think of others. It's really hard for him. He is always in all kinds of inner transitions inside of him, from good to bad, from bad to good, confused, understands a little more or understands a little more or less. He's just busy with himself. And even though we obligate our friends and they do a lot of work and they're above with forces that are extreme superior forces, but despite that, they're going through states, and each is inside those states. All of a sudden, his will to receive is like that, not above it. And therefore, to demand of him to do the work that is disseminating, let's say, purely and clean, pure of his touch is impossible. That's why, for the time being, it's like that. Whereas, we need to try to see what a young modern person lives in, where he's at, how we can grab him, how we can enter into the internet with him. And we need to, not in order for us to correspond between us, but in order to spread all kinds of beautiful things that are the way that they're doing in their style, with our content, but their style. And this needs to be also through clips and short sentences, tweets, whatever there is. I really hope that we will succeed with this. It seems to me that soon we will implement mostly the plan of our education. Right now we're almost in its last stage. Its last stages. We're talking about how we're going to implement the connection between us in the tens, in 110, how we connect. Meaning how, when we, so it'll be clear to us more and more how, what we need to do. And from that, we will be able to write in a light way, an easy way, even an attractive way for people. That's on one hand. On the other hand, for the time being, as we are trying to be close to them, They're getting closer. They're coming closer. I'll tell you, the world is really getting closer to us. From day to day, the hope for the future is being lost. They already lost the hope for the good development. People with force, how should we say this, in the defensive, egoistic efforts of theirs, they're not thinking about tomorrow. The ego itself is very wise. It's like a snake. It's don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about the day after that. Don't think about the children or the family like that. Meaning, be suffice with what you have. Why should you suffer? But nevertheless, with that, the snake buries itself with it. Because what does he then give? It's easier for us to reach them. Under those circumstances with the youth. I really hope that we really... Let's see this in the next few days in the convention, and then let's hope that very soon we will receive a desire, ability, and even the artistry to address the youngsters in general, to the broad kli. We're getting ready. The world is preparing for getting ready for many shocks, and this is our time. I really hope that we will be able to withstand it well together with you. And for the time being, we will advance towards the convention in another week already. We're almost coming to it. Good luck to you. I'm very happy that we got to have such a broadcast. Who would have thought that we stood in a traffic jam for 2 hours, and we thought, that's it, what are we going to do? And we thought that we should do the broadcast from the car, on the phone. We already started to talk with Shai and what preparations we can do, but how is it possible for you not to hear and see? And in short, it actually turned out like this, at least. From above, it was arranged for us. Probably that's how it's good. We have put forth our exertion, and that's the main thing. I love you. I want to see you all in Pesach, in the convention also, and in Purim, and in all these holidays that are here coming up. Let's connect and make this leap ahead. I also thank to all the organizers, and especially Mr. Malka and all the rest. And let's wait till the convention time where we can hug. And now, for the time being, from all my heart, thank you. Thank you. I love you. Bye.
Harmonia, simanim shezricha likrat hatov. Harmonia, galim mitmaskim al kav hachof.
Harmonia. אנחנו כמו קליטים על הסנטר
שחורים ולבנים לב אל לב נתחבר
מוליה זה כולנו יחד לצמוח ולגדול בלי פחד מוליה
זה האטף לבני שיוצרים את מגינת החיים
בתבל